So this is about the auto deployment considerations. They were also late updated, which was like I was a bit too slow in updating them. Okay, next slide, please. So the changes here is we have a new section number 5, which is about like auto fusilians, which is provided by Stefano Prevedi. And we have a new section, which is like there was already a section 4.1, but which was rather empty and was called using Alto for tracker-based peer-to-peers. And I'll go through the changes on the next slides. Next slide, please. So Alto for CDN is just like it's probably good if you read this section because it doesn't make sense that I refer all the text here. I read the stuff, please. And I think it's like it's a copy from I don't remember the draft name anymore, but it's a copy out of that, but it's definitely worth reading it again, so maybe you kind of recap, doing a recap of this one. So this is just like the section structure, what's in there about, and it explains how you can actually use Alto for CDN services there. Next slide, please. So there's a section about using Alto for tracker-based peer-to-peers, and this is not a section explaining how you do it, because I think that's hopefully somewhere else in the document explained, or it's obvious from reading the Alto protocol. It's more reasoning why it makes sense, actually, from a logical level to combine the tracker and the Alto server in one entity, or at least they're talking to each other directly. If you go to the next slide, you can see the difference. So on the top, it's a picture where on the right-hand side, you can see basically a peer, which is talking to the Alto server, and it's just going to a tracker and is asking the tracker some questions like, give me a list of peers I can work with, and then the actual peer is doing, let's say, the peer selection out of this. While on the other hand, on the bottom here, you can see the peer, it doesn't have any connection to the Alto server down there, but the tracker itself is talking to the Alto server and does some sorting on the tracker itself. So why are we documenting this? So if you go to the next slide, please. That's quite a full picture. But you can see for the first case where the Alto client actually is doing this, you have like, you can see this should be a swarm, and those smiling faces, those should be peers which are actually preferred or to be preferred in your network, meaning the good peers. And if you go to the tracker and ask for a list, you get this left list where you have many red non-smiling faces and one yellow smiling face, meaning you get like a very limited set of peers which are actually evaluated by Alto later on where you can say that's a good peer. So there's not that big benefit here. So however, if you go and combine the Alto server with the tracker, then the tracker can actually pre-select out of the swarm. So as you see, it's like the same swarm as the left-hand side, but it can give you even more better peers towards you, which you can use then to make your peer connections. And so there are some numbers, and maybe you can see like you get like if you assume like probabilities, there's a better description in the draft. You can read this. If you have a probability of 36%, then you get like not a single peer. And if you go up to 99 without the tracker approach, you get only 4 or less farewell peers. But if you do it on the tracker, you get much more peers returned by the tracker, which are useful to you in terms of localization in that case. But there I would also refer, like, please go to the draft and read the text if this is understandable to you, because it's rather new text. There's also a formula. And we would really appreciate feedback on this from the group. If people say, well, that's nice, but I don't get it, and please rewrite it. So, because we did it, we understood it, but it doesn't mean it's understandable to other people. Okay, next slide, please. So the next step is we still need to adjust the list of authors. So we had contributions from people from China Telecom, with Stefano and so. We need to make this up. We need further input from implementers. People read that, and maybe also people actually deploying Alto servers or testing it, if this is all what they have in mind, if this is understandable. And potentially it's now time, because the draft is now 20 pages or so, or 30, I'm not sure actually, that the working group is giving it a first review if people think it's on the right track, because I fear that not too many people have read the draft recently. That's it. Questions, please.
So the chairs will volunteer a couple of reviewers for an early review.
And okay, good.
Hopefully we will get this out. Oh, we have a question from Ted.
Ted Hardigan. So I just have a question on the CDN stuff. There's a pointer in this draft to the Pano CDN draft, which seems to have expired.
Oh, good catch.
Is there an intent to bring that draft back?
There is a new draft. I think it's, maybe it's Stefan, you have the net draft, because the draft panel was merged into a new draft. It's draft Jenkins, I think.
Okay, so...
So it's the reference is outdated, definitely.
I missed that. So yeah. the concern I wanted to raise is actually about one of the issues that's raised in the panel and probably in its successor. And that it seems to be the case that in that usage, one of the requirements for CDNs is in the presence of DNSSEC, once they get these responses, to synthesize a correct DNSSEC response over the ones that are returned using the DNS. And that's a problem, potentially a problem, but it's definitely something that didn't seem to be called out in Penno and might need to be here.
So I'm not sure if it's mentioned in the other draft still.
No. Just to clarify the panel draft. The panel draft expired because we merged part of the content with the Jenkins draft that is supposed to carry on how a CDN could use Alta servers.
So maybe now, it would be clearer if I just asked this question. Does the working group intend to pursue a draft in which DNS resolution is the place at which the Alta server is consulted and where the DNS response to the end client is how the Alta optimization takes place?
That is a very interesting topic to cover.
So if the working group does go down this path, I just want to give an early heads up that you need to go and get your DNS geeks one more time, and earlier rather than later, because this gets tricky very fast.
Yeah. Just one point on the move from the original panel draft to this deployment draft, the section regarding the CDN. The section here reports how Alto has been deployed in CDN. It's not a recommendation on how it should be or could be deployed. It's the reality that is operated out there.
Thank you.